Okay, Simi Resh Mem Vav. We're up to Sif Yud Beis. We're learning now. Last week, the last Seder was a Seder really Divrei Musar. Now we're learning a series of Divrei Halacha that have to do with the Seder of asking Shailas to a Rav and the Seder of Hanhagas Beis HaMedrash. Resh Mem Vav Sif Yud Beis. Okay, in Sif Yud Beis, we have a list of hanhagos for asking shailas. For some reason, and I'm going to try to explain it, these are not practiced, and it needs a hesber. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. So let's learn what it says. Ein shailin es harav kishiyachanes lebeis hamedrash miyad at shetisyal shivdaitai. First of all, Olav says, now that he has somebody on the run, you have to wait until he's calm. So Rabbi Yasha is walking through the street and everyone goes running over to him to ask him questions. So it sounds, you know, as he's going up the steps, they're asking him and this. It sounds, that you like it in. Veina Talmud Shayel Kishi Kane Sachitisyashev Vionuach. And the Talmud also shouldn't ask unless he's calm. Vein Shayel and Shnayim Keachad. You only ask two at once. That obviously causes confusion. Now here's an interesting din. Listen to this. Ein shaylin es harav minyan acher elam oisa inyan shem oiskin baik deshala yizbayish. What does that mean? You don't ask a rav a shayla from a sugya he's not in. Only what he's in the middle of. Kedeshala yizbayish. What's the embarrassment? Well, not the answer. Ain't shailin es harav minyan acher. Where does it say shir? It says you're only allowed to ask on the inyan that you're learning and nothing else. The Gemara says it about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Gemara is in Masechta Shabbos, and it says that you shouldn't ask Rabbi Yeshayla when he's Isaac Masechta Achrisi. The Gemara says, don't ask him. Didn't I tell you? The Gemara's Lashon. Didn't I tell you? Don't ask your Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh. In one sugya, when he's holding it a different, learning a different masechta, it says about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. There seems to be a stira. This is a Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos. I think it's Daf Gimel. And there's a Gemara later in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Daled that says Ezel Talmud Chacham Kol Sheshayim Alayin Oisai Dvar Halacha B'chol Makayim Filo Masechtas Kala. I think it says, and he could answer. It says Talmud Chacham is someone you can answer any shaila. And here it says that you're not allowed to ask only the Masechta that he's in the middle of. So, what? I don't know. Oh, that's right. So, it's a very difficult thing. The Rav Palm once mentioned that he never understood this Gemara. Kikai Rabbi Bahai Masechta, Al Tishleis Masechta Achrisi. Until he got to know Rav Shiskel, Olav Shalom, Moshe's son-in-law. So Rav Shiskel, whatever he was learning, you couldn't talk to him about anything else. He said in the summer, they always used to prepare for next year's teaching, so they prepared the same Masechta they talked in learning. So 1 year, Rav Shiskel taught Chulin. Rav Palm was teaching the regular Yeshiva Masechta. So whenever he called him, whatever he asked him, it became a Shaila in Chulin. Rav Shiskel would answer him, oh, but in Chulin it says that, like he saw a Rangatan in a Masechta. Rapan told me an interesting thing. He said Rav Shiskel learned through a Perek Gemara first without Rashi. You shouldn't be biased by Rashi's opinion. He learned through a Masechta without Rashi. I have a lot of guys who do that in Shir also, but I don't know what's going on. So you want to be biased by Rashi. And then he would learn it with Rashi and see and have practice. So he said when he saw Rav Shiskel, he was a Rangatan. Nevertheless, it needs a Hesber. What's going on? In the Teres Chatos, at the end of the Teres Chatos, which is in Yerodea, he has a few shailas, and one of them he has this shaila, the stira, that Rebbe, don't ask him a different masechta, and it says, he says, Tam Chacham Kosh, and he could answer. I think the answer is, all these dinim, is there are two types of shailas. Sometimes he asks someone a shaila, and it says a Mishnah Berurah, it says a Mechaber. Someone asks you, you know, what bracha do you make on a piece of cake? So, the same as Zionists. You have to be Tisyashiv Daita, and you need Artishal Masechta Achrisi. There are some shaylos that if someone learns what it says, he can answer without big eon. And there are new shaylos. Shaylos he never heard of before. Someone asks you a new shaylos, needs eon, needs to be medana milsa la milsa. So such a shaylos, these halachas apply. Shaylos sarap, you actually can't still base a medrash. Right now, Rabbi Yosha's on the run, so he asks him shaylos. There are simple shaylos he could ask him. It is a new shaila, so I show that she tis yashiv daitai, and ki koi b'hai b'sef, after she lays the achrisi, he has to yamayin get turned on a sugi in order to ask. So it could be, that's what it means, a shayil in a sarab. It's something that says b'feirish, so it says b'feirish. You know, it says, a Talmud's not allowed to answer a shayla if his Rebbe's in the same city. If your Rebbe's in the same city, not allowed to answer a shayla. What does that mean? That means everybody who has a shiloh, a bracha to make on cornflakes, has to call Ramesha. No one else allowed to answer him, the whole city? It depends. If it's a new shiloh that needs a new psak, it's one thing. If it's a shiloh that says beferish, mishabura, so it says beferish. I think that's the idea of what it says here. The Shulchan Aruch goes on one last din in Sif Yud Beis. Yesh l'rav lahatois es ha-talmidim b'she'eloisav v'maisim sh'oisa l'fneyem k'dei l'chadedan. It's appropriate when someone's giving shiur to say something false and have the talmidim ask what's going on and make a tumul and then tell them what's correct. The Gemara says Rabba did this a lot. Rabba to talmidim, we would tell them something. And Gemara is 10 kashas and say, and Rabbi himself only said it, l'chadei disat talmidim. So it's a din in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that's part of the seder of teaching Talmud Torah is l'hatois esat talmidim. And Memela. So it has to be, I guess, in the seder of learning. And if someone walks out in the middle, so that's a problem. The Gemara says, where's the Gemara? In Beya, the Gemara says that someone said a halacha, and he answered him, yeah, you went shir one day, and the next day he didn't come back, so he didn't see the maskana. You have no maskana. So, yesh l'rav l'hati yisrael tamidim b'sheilaisa, maisim sh'oisa, even maisim sh'oisa l'fneim, k'dei l'chadadon, k'dei sh'yeida, and he's supposed to give a test, see if they know. V'in tzarech l'ayim yishir yashir rishus l'isha l'ayis and b'nyin achir, sh'in oiskim b'y k'dei l'zarzom. Certainly, he can ask whatever is needed to be mezarzom. This is a halacha. Since it's Erev Purim, I want to share with you a Tshuva's Ksam Sefer I brought here. There are three paragraphs in the Tshuva. And I wonder if this letter wasn't written Kidei Lachadi Disa Talmidim. Because it's a fascinating Tshuva. You can look at the Tshuva Kuf Tzadik Vav in Arachayim. It's about Mishloach Manis. It's a Lamdisha Tshuva about Mishloach Manis. And I have this problem with this Tshuva from years ago. I remember one Purim I learned it with my father. Of a shalom, and I wasn't prepared. It was Purim, and he said, "Let's learn something." We pulled out a tshuva save or some cipher. Went here. This tshuva's on Purim. We learned a few tshuvas. So I'm going to tell you the tshuva. There are three paragraphs. I mean, after the introduction, three paragraph. He's talking about Mishloach Manis. He brings, listen to this, two reasons from the Kadmainim for Mishloach Manis. He brings the reason of the Trumas Hadeshin. Shumas Hadeshin Shita was that, I'm going to get it right, Shiharvacha for the Suda, that people should have food for Suda's Purim, Beravchus. So Chazal were Misakin Mishloach Manis. Now they weren't Misakin only to poor people, it would be embarrassing. So they said, everyone should have Mishloach Manis, and when it comes to Suda's Purim, people should have food Beharvacha. That's the Shumas Hadeshin's reason. The Monek Halevi has a second reason. My Salevi is not a well-known sefer, but it's from one of the early Achrayim. It's a pirish on the Megillah. And the Manas Halevi writes a different reason. Mishloach Manis was laharbeis reyus. Was to be marba friendship above Gayidin. So you express your friendship to someone, you send them Mishloach Manis. So you have a machloikis, you have two reasons. Trumas Hadeshin says it's for the Suda, and the Manas Halevi says laharbeis reyus. So, well, food is always closer to a person's heart, so to speak. That's why they're misakin food. There's no shiloh, it's only food. So, three paragraphs. Paragraph number one. You have to listen carefully, because he does a lishitasai, which you have to follow. Al dibras ha-prichada, sh'arachayim tofrei tzadikei, sh'pikpik al-aramah. The Rama says, this is a Rama, Tafri Sadiqa. Im Shalach Manais L'Re'eyu V'Lo'ova L'Kabel. If you send Mishlach Manais to someone, says, I have enough, I don't want it, take it back. So the Rama says, V'Lo'ova L'Kabel Kimachaloi Yotza Yedei Chayvasai. Rama says he yaitza. You send Mishlach Manais to someone, and it's the only one you send. You send it to one person, he says, I don't need, it's okay, thank you. And he sends it back. So he says, the Rama says, Yeyaitz. Because of our Prichadish, lo yadati minayin loize. The Prichadish says, how do you know? How do you know such a thing? It says, Mishlai manas yishlareyeu. Zotach some cipher. They're arguing in the Machlaikis, the Chumas Hadeshen and the Manas Alevi. If you hold this lahar bais reyus, to extend friendship. So it's friendship. I send someone a gift. He says, I don't need it. Fine. But it's still friendship. If you send someone something, then that's friendship, right? A novel's not supposed to get matanis because that's Shila Shalom. It's a Klindis of Shila Shalom. Shila Shalom is friendship. So, the Rama who holds the Yaitza, if he refuses it, holds it out, Reus. The Prichadash holds the reason of the Trumas Hadesh. He says it's because there should be food for the Suda. If he refuses it, there's no food for the Suda. So Mimela, but you didn't add food to the Suda. So this is what he says. I should take some stuff. You don't have to eat. It has to be available. It has to be available. It's a life plug. I should take some stuff. He's Tyler Zeb is there. He says, the Harbis Reyes, you have Reyes? And what? Oh, so he says, Kimachaloi. That's what he says. Kimachaloi. It says such a thing in Hilchus Avelus, in novels, the Yisro Sem Mishlach Manas to a novel. Once the novel gets it, he's like, I don't accept it. Because the Reus is the sending, not the accepting. So if a novel gets, he's like, I don't accept. This is paragraph number one. He says, it's Tali Zeb is there. Okay. Paragraph number two. He the Oid Kosev HaRamah, the second Machlaik is to Ramah and the Prichadash. Ramah says, Isha Chayeves Mishlach Manas Kish. A woman is Mechoyev Mishlach Manas. As I state in the Ramah, by the Torah, they're makna mishlach manis to the wife through someone else. People are zara mitzvahs, they're makna to the wife, and they give it to someone else. In America, no one's makvin because there's yesh al milismach. If yesh al milismach in America, it's good enough. But the people who try to do things lechatchila in Eretz Yisrael and Lakewood and all those crazy places, so there's such a meaning. Your makna, no one here does it, right? Right, yeshiva guys do it. The makna, they give someone mishlach manis to be kind for their wife, and then they give. They say shami lismach, you don't have to do it, but there's such a hider. So Ramah says isha chayeves mishlach manis. The prichadash argues again, because our prichadash, he says haksiv ish el reyayu v'loy isha, ish el reyayu v'loy isha. So he says. Again, there's a machlokes. Says the Chassid Sofer very geschmack. What does he say? He says, Vaita, it's totally in the same machlokes. The Ramah, he said, holds, it's also Reus. So Reus, was it was a man or a woman? Women also have to be Marba Reus. So since women have to be Marba Reus, Ramah Shitasa says, it's a mitzvah. Says the Prichadash. Prichadash says, his lashon is, that it's out Suda. So he says a normal woman, her husband is mechayiv to give a mezainis. Now, not all women are married, but that's what he says. He says,
either in her father's house or her husband's.
Either in her father's house or her husband's. Yeah. Where is it? Loishchiach elayitzel baila, loishchiach elayitzel mishlayach manis. He says, kiva mezainis isha baila min ha-tayra la ha-rambam, and like the Ramban de Rabbana, nimsel ofizeh, smuk al shulchan ha-cherim, Mistama, usually she's some shamhaik sevish. That's why it's ishvala ish.
He said,
what?
The husband has
to give to the wife.
No,
he has to give Shabbos, he has to give Suda Shabbos, he has to give Suda Siyantiv. He has to give whatever is the normal derech of Klal Yisrael. So he says, very geschmack. The Chumas Hadesh is Lashitasai, the Prichada. She holds it off Suda. So woman's not included. The Ramah holds the Tatsreyes, so woman is included. That's what he says. So it's very geschmack. Everyone's distracted. Tommy, I lost everybody. If you go out for a few minutes, I just lost everybody. I'm doing a lishitasa, you know. No, everyone lost me, right? Everyone loves you, Tommy. So don't look at each other. Okay. Yeah, okay. He has to leave 8 o'clock to get here, and you know, it's nothing personal. Anyway, you follow? Remember what I was talking about? Okay. So he says in lishitasa. So the very nishmak is on Sefer. Right, the Ramaz, the Shitasa in two places, Truma Sedesh, the Shitasa in two places. Third paragraph. Elo lefizeh, soisa ha-Ramah es atzmai. Comes out to steer in the Ramah. The Mashachayah v'isha, akach svilei, asem achashol chanachar and pater, hatamishol nomala es chisar and suda. Suddenly, he says it doesn't stem. It does stem. It stems beautifully. It's a beautiful tshuva. Two things are the Shitasa. They said, if he says Sasarama Satsmai. So I don't know, I have a very hard time with it. Obviously you have to look at the tshuva to make your own judgment. So I have a very hard time with it. I don't know, I learned it in my class. I told him he probably wrote it, the Chadita said Talmidim. He didn't print us some Saif, just some Saif that they printed after he died.
I guess Talmidim.
As Chai said Talmidim, it doesn't he says it doesn't stem, it stems beautifully.
So
if he didn't write this, I wouldn't be saying it over now.
He
goes on to the second topic.
He ends the topic.
All right, so you have what to do in case you're bored on Purim. It's Tshuva Kuf Tzadik Vav. The first two paragraphs seems to be a statement.
Are we going back to Shoel Le'inyan?
Yes.
The men are not between Shoel Le'inyan and Lokinyan is that when you're Shoel Le'inyan and you get precedence, you can get to ask first.
That's going to be next sif. We'll get to it. Okay, sif yud gimel. Also, a halacha that's not observed. It says, ain't shayla in Mohammed, vay meshiva in Mohammed. You only have shayla standing, you don't answer shayla standing. Again, very hard to understand, unless you say, I mean, I saw Ramosh answer shayla standing, or Abu Yashin answer shayla standing. Everybody answer shayla standing. So, it could be that if you ask you something that says a Mishnah Brura, that's not called ain't shayla. It's a shayla also. But you can answer on the run. Some new type of shayla, and shayla mulam and meshiva mulam. The Ramah says, Yeshayimer k'shayla d'var halacha tzarech lamayit. Some say the shayel is obligated to stand, and there's a shach on this, we'll get to the shach in a minute. V'loi migvayat loy meirachayik, you're only a shayla from far away, from a high point. Loy amachay reis kenim, you don't shout over other people's shoulders. Ain't shayla ne'ela b'inyin, ain't shayla ne'ela me'ira, loy yishol b'inyin yoysa megimul halachas. And you shouldn't ask more than three shalas. Three is pretty hard also, but three shalas at one time. So, this is basically the rules of asking a shayla. And again, I think it's talking about the new shayla, an evolved shayla. Shach yud aleph. Very interesting shach. Let's not do a bezin. Let's do asking a shayla to a rab. There are rules for a bezin also because of the covet of a bezin. You're right. Vom dushnei anashim tani alehim. The shayla has to be stand. Now, the shach here goes into this Ramah. The Ramah said, again, Ramah said, Sarach Lamed. You have to stand when you ask a shayla. Kach hoitzi orav, metaisis b'chayris, v'tzarachian, that a shach is matmiya on the Ramah. Tzarachian, that taisis l'kasru shamela, uvda d'rev tzadik, domer rabban gamliel ha-shayl, sheyishol, amoyed ha-shayl v'shal. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Shayel, stand up and ask your Shayel. Because of Taisvis, Amayr HaShayel, Bishal, B'Yushalmi, the Dara, Perek Nara, Darish Mizikziv, Amdushnei Anashim, Bevav, the Shayel Halachis V'Agadis, Tzarech Lamed, not only in Bezdin, but even someone who Shayel Halachis V'Agadis has to stand. V'ayinu Vade Medina, Kaidim Churban HaBayis. The Shah says, this is talking during the time of the Bayis Shani. Shav Gamliel, Kaidim Churban HaBayis. This is what we're talking about, the Rav Gamliel, who was Hillel's grandson. Hillel's grandson, Rabbi Gamliel, I think it's called Gamliel HaZakeh, was the first Rabbi Gamliel, and he was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Kedisa Perek HaNezakim, Perek HaMedu B'chayres, Batfil Shachar, Kamaduchti, Ba'af HaRambam Moedu, K'mash Kosarish Perek Dal Milchus Tamatayra. The Rambam says, B'rishayna Ha'ya Rav Yashiv HaTamidim Moedim. Originally, when a Rav gave Shir, or Rebbe gave Shir, everyone stood. B'kaydim Churban B'yashayni. And the Gemara says during Rav Gamliel Zakin's life, yet when the Bayis Sheni stood, Nagu Akol Lalamid LaTamidim VeYoshvin, it changed. Akan L'Shainai Mevi'atur. V'Hayinu Damrinam Perek HaKariyim. And it's in Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek of Megillah, Tana Rabbanan. Moshe Rabbeinu, Olam Hashalom, Adrav Gamliel, Loyo Yulaimdim Torah Elamo Omid. The Gemara says, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rav Gamliel, everyone stood when they learned. Mishur Beis Rav Gamliel, Yorat Chayli La'ilam, a weakness came to the world, Vayolaimdim Torah Miyushiv, Hamidintanan, Kshemes Rav Gamliel, Batla Kavad HaTorah. These are Mesi Yosef. So he says, until Rav Gamliel, Tamidim always stood. And Ken Kamayri Rambam, Bizman Azeh, this Machaber, which is the Rambam, is Bizman Azeh, Eina Tamidim Shailam Omid, Ba'lekamande Palagalei. But Tzarechim, what's this Ramah? The Ramah is coming from the Gemara and Bechairis, that's talking in the earlier Tkufa. Amoy Vishal is a time that it was the minig that the Loimdim all stood. So Frekta Shach, why does it have to do with what is in the world does it have to do with Bizman Azeh? The Rambam is right, Bizman Azeh we sit, even though in the earlier Tkufis they would stand. That's not talking about teaching. That's not about a din Torah. When they had a din Torah, someone stood, and the benches you moved up and got into the Sanhedrin.
That
Gemara is a Gemara in Yavne. It's interesting. There's a tzlach in Brachas Chav Zayin, who's matmiya on this shach from the Gemara there. Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua had their argument. And Rav Gamliel gave a knas to Rav Yeshua, he had to stand up. He says, you see, Rav Gamliel, they sat. He writes at the end of the tzlach, I see I made a mistake. This is not Rav Gamliel Azake. This is Rav Gamliel of Yavne. Hillel's grandson was Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel's grandson was Rav Gamliel of Yavne, who they deposed from being a Nasi and a Rashiva. And Rav Yeshua took his place for a little while. And ultimately, they put it back. So, what? Rav Elazar ben Azari, not Rav Yeshua, I'm sorry. Ariani Keben Shimshan, I'm sorry. They made, just a Chadi did tell me. So they put in Rav Elazar ben Azari. Rav Elazar ben Azari had the argument, Rav Elazar ben Azari was put in. But at any rate, so afterwards, it's Tzlach writes, I'm Toya, my Hora against the Gra, because it's against the Shach, because I'm talking about the wrong Rav Gamliel. I'm talking about Rav Gamliel later, and then Tak, everyone sat. He told Yeshua, "Amayd al raglacha." It was Takashalai. It was not everyone stood, and that's why they got angry. Rav Gamliel, he made him stand the whole time. But at any rate, this is the Shach's Tmiya. It turns out from the Maskaras HaShach that it should stay with the Rambam. Then in Shailin,
a moment. He said the nose got shvach, so they would sit down. But what's the problem with standing? They used to stand because they used to stand. Now we're shvach, so we sit. But who says you can't stand? Who says it became an issue that you can't stand as opposed to saying we're shvach and we sit?
Here's a question. The Rambam says in shayalin mu'umad. So it's only a raya that you could sit. Now the raya is from Taisus. Taisus says Barav Tzadik. He told him I might have a glach and ask. But what? The Yosef Vika'amar. Is that is Nishaila? That's learning. You're learning was Yosef Vika'amar. So really, Taisus, I think, Megillah says that the Sugis Kashais, they did Miyoshev. The Gemara maybe says it itself. The Kashais, Miyoshev. Hard things that need in is Miyoshev. But really, what this question is the Gra's question. The Gra in Mem, which one is it? Mem Gimel, on the Ramah, the last line, he writes, Divri Yashach Tumuish, Kosal Akram Gliyalhu, Akati, my ain shayalim umid. Who says ain shayalim umid? It's a raya or a lattice sit. It's not a raya. So the Gra says on that. I say Dibri Ashach Tumun, you say Dibri Rambam Tumun. But anyway, this is the Nidain. And again, and I've never heard anybody who had any Hanhoga to be makbid on this. We all saw by Gedali Yisrael, they answer shayalis sitting, standing, the whole business, the whole gamut. And I assume because today most shayalis are not new big inyanim. They're typically shilas of our state. So since, you know, they say that there were different kufis in Klal Yisrael, the Gainim and the Tanoim and Amiram, Mishaynim, Achrayim. Like, what are we after the Achrayim? I think we're a generation of Malakdim. It's really a generation of Malakdim. You look at today's Sfarim, mostly it's Likutim. Shlomo Zalman is still Rochidushin. But today, most Svarim are Amalaktim. We're on their shoulders.
Every generation saw themselves as the Malaktim.
Not necessarily so. They were Gedali Yisrael. You take a Nadi Yehuda, some Sefer, they deal with Shaydim. They don't deal with the other Achrayim. They're not Malakit from the Achrayim before them. Shemetzis is a Malakit, yes. Yeah. Why I'm saying they were never Malakit, and Shulchan Aruch is also a Malakit. But as far as new Shailas, we try not to have new Shailas. We try to find the old, any Shaila comes up, we try to look around and find where it says the Shaila. Very few new Shailas. Okay, at any rate, so that's Zifyud Gimel, Zifyud Dalet, Vaita Halachas of asking Shaila, Shnaim Shashailam Echad Shal Kinyan. One is asking the Sugi you're in, Echad Shal Shalai Kinyan, is Kakala Kinyan. Maisa Vishayne Maisa, is Kakala Maisa. Somebody is Halachala Maisa, and someone else is the theoretical question. Halachala Maisa is first. Halachu Medrish, is Kakala Halacha. Halacha and Medrish, it's really the same thing. This, even if it's not for immediate Lamaisa, Miskakel lahalacha, medrash va'agoda, miskakel lamedrash. Agoda v'kal v'chaymer. Here we have a machlokes. Agoda, which is really hashkafa, and kal v'chaymer. So which one do you follow? Do you ask first? So in Shulchan Aruch it says miskakel lekal v'chaymer, and Shach Yud Beis says miskakel lehagoda, and it's fascinating. He brings it in the name of the Maral, Maral of Prague, who wrote Purushim on the Agadita. So the Shulchan Aruch says, now Agoda and Kavachayma means L'chadudei HaTalmidim, means to teach Talmidim the Svara. That's the Kavit, this is a Rambam. The Kavit's al Rambam. He says Kavachayma means Svara, and Agoda means Hashkaf. What? The Shach brings the Maral Meprag, the Bari Meprag. It was in a Bach, yeah. That's the only time he calls the Maral. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's called Kavachaymer. Kavachaymer Gzereshavn is called Kavachaymer. Svara before Gzereshavn. And again, I never heard anybody. And Halacha Lamaisa ahead of someone else, we know. It's urgent. But otherwise, I never saw in Yeshiva that there should be such a Seder Hadvarim that. You know, usually people wait to shayla to the Rebbe or to the Rav, and you know they come first come for a serve.
Who checks the shayla?
Yeah, right.
Again, I think the pshat is this: all these things are talking. They ask you a shayla, you can answer. You answer. Sometimes you say, "No, I have to look into it. It's a hard shayla. So for me, it's a new shayla." When you're dealing with new shaylas, so you sit down, you mark it down, you sit down at night to look into a shayla. Then you go in the water. You go in the sea. Someone comes and asks you what bracha to make on cornflakes, or you know, somebody asks you a shayla. You can answer on the spot. So you answer one after the other. It's no big deal to wait and ask kaseder. But that's my understanding, is that these shaylas means shaylas that require a special eon, and that's I think with a few days, a gimel, a dalet, maybe even tesavav apply.
We said in Yud Beis, and we commented on it, we said, Ein Shaila Nisav Minyan Acher Elo Imoisei Inyan. But you see, here in Yud Dalet, he says, which is the order? He said,
look at the Beragayla with the star there. Pirishim, Hayo Eiskim, B'din Eid Tzah Shabbos, Rishus Rishus, Hashem Adil Chavish and Nishbar B'Shabbos.
So he's trying to keep it Moisei Inyan, but it's a little less. But it's...
You're right. Siftez Vav, Vayta, hayu ha-shoylem echa chacham ve-echa talmud chacham niskakam le-chacham talmud chacham v'am-aretz niskakam le-talmud chacham. One's a chacham, one's a talmud. One's a talmud, one's a rabbi. Yeah, we use talmud chacham, yeah. Talmud chacham v'am-aretz niskakam le-talmud chacham. Shneim chachamim, shneim talmidim, shneim am-aretz. Sholo shneim b'shtei halachis, b'shtei shaylis, b'shtei tshuvas. You have a right to choose to answer whoever you want. Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kaidim L'Kayin Amoretz, and as you well know, a Mamzer Talmud Chacham has Kedima to a Kayin Amoretz. Just my aura is, if they're asking a Shaila, I would think to answer the Amoretz first. The Talmud Chacham, you're not going to answer him. He's not going to be Nechshol. He'll find an answer. The Amoretz is going to ask you a shayla. You're not going to answer him. He's not going to wait. He'll go home and do what he wants. No? So this bothered me. I didn't find anyone to ask the question. I would think you have to answer the Amoretz first. Somebody who knows nothing. So I'm not sure. I want to share with you the taitch of Amoretz. Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos, Perek Beis Mishneh Hei, he's obviously not going on this, but the Mishnah there makes a difference between Am Haaretz and a boor. It says, Lai Am Haaretz Chasid, Lai Boor Yerechet. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, in Am Haaretz, it's also a Maila. Not everyone's zeichet to be an Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz doesn't know a lot, but he's Yerechet, he's not a boor. Ein boor Yerechet. Am Haaretz is not a Chasid. He says, Taich Am Haaretz is, this is language of Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, Perek Beis Mishneh Hei. Murei v'mabriyas, b'midas chashuvais, v'yesh boi miktas deyais yisharais, yedea lehishamer, v'shemer nafshe min apshoim, v'yachali es tzadik. It could be as a tzadik, he's just not more, he never learned. V'lasais, ulekayim, b'meshen etztava, he does whatever he's told. Ach, amidas chasidis layuch alahasig eilav, elo mishagadlu b'tayru. Says he'll never be a chas. Chasid means he does lift the Mishur HaSadin. You can't go by your gut feeling. What's the Mishur HaSadin? You have to learn. She midish et tzricha taras haleivs, zakos ha-nefesh, ein ze biyadai chokhba la toise min ha-kav o emtsoi, ala kota achra, and she asks lift the Mishur HaSadin. Alza nikra am oretz, she mihimo am biderech oretz, shroi v'nei oilam kamaisai. He says, am oretz doesn't mean he's not a rechet. The boor is not a rechet. We're talking about someone in the language of Rabbeinu Yonah, that Yochel is tzaddik. V'lasis l'kayim ashen etztave. He does what he's told. The Mishnah is saying, Amoritz is not a chosid. You don't know what's left of Mishnah said. You don't know. Yeah, Amoratzim. Good meaning Amoratzim. We'll take chumris that sometimes are isurim. And in their mind, it's a hider.
Because they don't know that. When he was Amoritz, he would have
all right, so maybe Am Stubby means also a boor.
I mean, a bracha first, but he would like to.
So I don't know if someone comes to you and he's a person who never is shyless. The first time he's asking, he's nervous, and you know if he's not going to be tzufrin, he's not going to come back. He's not going to ask again. He's missing a certain level of Yerushalayim. So I don't know. Again, these are a bunch of halachas. I'm telling you, the say that varim is confusing to me, but that's what I would think.
What's the finish of
the Mechaba said, "Oh, Kain. Kain should be first. Why shouldn't the Kain? The Shas says the Kain is first. Yeah. So there's a kedima of Tamachachem Tamar. It's a kedima of Kain to Israel. It's interesting. Mechaba didn't say anything about Kain because it's a separate simon, a sif. At the end of Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, it says that a Kain goes first for many things." Even the Shach here brings a tshuva from the Be'er Sheva, goes through the rules. It's interesting. He says that it's osur to be magdim a kayin am aretz b'derech chiyuv, except aliyas. For aliyas it was a takana. That b'nei shalom, that you have to give a kayin levi Yisrael, even am aretz. Even though you're allowed to give a talmud chacham first, but typically you go by kayin Yisrael, levi Yisrael. However, it says that otherwise it's osur lagdimai derechiyuv to be magdim a kayin derechiyuv to a talmud chacham is osur because he's saying that the kesakuna is more than kesatayra. He says it's osur even though it's a mitzvah deraisa pashtus. So I don't know. It's a hard thing to know who's begeder at this level of talmud chacham. And I have kayinim who eat by my table. I always give the kayin to bench. So sometimes I'm worried, you know, sometimes they're maratzim, they're people with no knowledge. And so I always say to them that give you benching, not for you, for Aaron HaKayin. I tell them, you know, I have one Kayin that eats by us a lot. The Gradi is a wonderful person, I don't mean to belittle him, but he's a Kayin that eats by us a lot. So whenever I give him to bench, he used to say, no, let someone else, I do it every time. So I tell him, I'm not mechabed you. You? Nah, wouldn't give you benching ever. But you're a descendant of Aaron HaKayin. I'm being Mechabit Aaron HaKayin. So, you know, I tell him it's a covenant for Aaron.
What's the context of Gloria's there?
Hard to know what?
What's the context of
Oh, the Hatzilah. Save his life. Save his life, save his money, the whole Seder. Okay, let's move on to Sifte Zayin. More halacha lemaisa. So these are all asking shailas. Now, if you're awake,
is this even in Shia?
If you're awake, the mechaber here says, "I tell you, we're learning halachas that people don't keep." Ein yishenin bebeis hamedrash, V'chalav is namnei b'beis ha-medrish, chachmosei nasis k'roim, sh'nem v'k'roim talbish noima. Nev is loshin avnim v'loi nim. Is it numa or noima? I'm not sure. Sein yishayne b'beis ha-medrish. Now I'll sleep in the beis ha-medrish. Now we have a big problem here, because in Shulchan Aruch, this is a direct stira, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel, it says the following. Listen carefully. It says, "Ein yishayne b'beis ha-knesses, afil shinis arai, avo beis ha-medrish mutter." Machaber, you can't get a more direct stira than this. In Arachayim, it says, you don't sleep in a beis ha-knesses, avo beis ha-medrish mutter. And here it says, "Ein yishayne b'beis ha-medrash." It's a stira, as much as stira could be. A very fascinating Be'er Heitev. He says, listen to this. Chayiv ligar ba'oisim ha-yishayne b'beis ha-knesses, u'mekol shkein oisim she-yishayne b'shas ha-drasha. Anyway, that's the... But it's a stira Shulchan Aruch. Here it says, "Ein yishayne," and here it says, "Yishayne." So let's look at the Shach. Shach tezvav, ein yishen beis hamedrash, beis beis meisi al zeh, ha'odam inam perek b'nei ha'ir, sholos reb zeir, b'me ha'rach te'yamim, o'amalei lo yishanti b'beis ha'knesses, lo yishinis arai, lo yishinis kvav, lo yishinis arai. So by him it was a maila that he didn't nap. But you're saying it's aser, tzarech lo yishinis, yishinis arai, b'shum midas chasidis no'akein, b'dino mutter, k'boshin is barbar ha'chaim kufnun aleph. So he's saying, Orachayim Kufnan Aleph, that you're allowed to sleep in a base medrash, that's Shinas Arai. And what it's talking about over here, it's talking about a Shinas Kavan. However, the Ramah says, Tamachacham Haloimid Shom Bikvias, Matra Afil Shinas Kavan. Like Yaakov Avinu, it says the Tamachacham who learns their Bikvias is allowed to sleep even in Shinas Kavan.
Is this from Yaakov Avinu?
Where's the same Islam name? Chabas says, "Ain Yishen Beis Hamedrash."
He
says, "Chabas Islam name." So therefore, what? Therefore, what? I mean, Arai is Terasa Nasakarayim. So sounds like even Arai is also. What's which is different? Yeah. So what do you mean to say? She's in Akasha. I'm not sure what you're saying. The Chabad says, you're not sleeping in a base medrash. And if someone's misnam name, nasik roim. So misnam name is somebody who's nimbalay nim, tivalay tir. He can, if you ask him something, he has the question, but he doesn't know ladure svara. He can't think. A lot of people like that. He puts his head down. You know, so the Gemara says that the tal of tchias hameisim is from the rear, from the saliva that comes out of the mouth of a talmud chacham when he falls asleep over a safe. I know some people have a lot of tchias hameisim, you know. It's, but as it says, it's machshiv, somebody who falls asleep over his learning. So you know what it is? It's like it says, you're not supposed to eat when you learn. You're not supposed to eat when you learn, but you're allowed to learn when you eat. The difference, you know? If it's a time for learning, you don't eat when you learn. If it's a time for eating, you're supposed to learn when you eat. So if it's, during Seder, guys go to sleep, that's wrong. During people who push themselves not to fall asleep, and they're learning, so they're going to fall asleep.
Because we're in the shir, when the shir in the basement, you're allowed to sleep.
I agree with you, but you're not answering the question. Here it says, you're now sleeping in the basement, it doesn't say during shir.
Yeah, but in Machlech, it's like between one.
But you can't say it's what it means. It's not what it says. It doesn't say that. You make a pshara. Make a pshara. Maybe you're learning by a shir, it's harder. Truth is, people are different. Some people find it easier to learn themselves, and some people find it harder. It's human nature. So I don't know. I always like to learn myself. I find myself more interesting than my chavrusas. I always, if I'm tired, I can only learn myself, but a chavrusas I can't.
Why should we distinguish between Shinas Arai and Shinas Keva? We learn in Sukkah that if it goes there, Shinas Arai, because Shinas Arai could be converted to Shinas.
So therefore what? In the Beis Medrash, somebody is learning a Beis Medrash, sometimes he has to put his head down. So I put his head. I used to have part of my Seder, every time the second Seder, I used to put my head down for 15 minutes. I always woke up 15 minutes later. I used to sit next to Rav Palm, second Seder. So I used to go out to wash Negelvasser. Mr. Brewer says more than 3 minutes. So Rav Palm once told me, "Where are you going?" I said, "To wash." He said, you really fall asleep? I said, yeah. So he said, when you're learning, it can be samech on the shita, you don't have to wash till 30 minutes. He told me that Rabbi Chanan, his father, Rabbi's father was a chavrus Rabbi Chanan Abranovich, in Raden, Berchavetz Chaim. He used to come Elul's man. So he said, Rabbi Chanan used to put his head down for 5 minutes and used to fall into a deep sleep. That was his, a certain kayach and nefesh he had to. He said, every time before he gave a shir, he put his head down for 5 minutes and somebody had Gili Eli, oh, then or something. But I don't know. A person is learning the Beis Medrash all day. Eventually, you have to put your head down with Tzairuch. So I don't know. It's a very strange thing that the Mechaber would write without explanation. And you're saying the Beis Medrash, and the Beis Medrash Mutter. It's something of a problem. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yaakov Avinu also, right? Rashi says he slept in the Beis Medrash for 14 years.
He didn't sleep.
That means he didn't go to bed. He slept at some point. You can't stay up for 14 years straight. That means he didn't lie down.
Reb Zera is Beis Medrash or Beis HaKnesses?
We mean, Sholos Reb Zera, Marfti Yamim, Shanti means abbreviation.
It's abbreviation.
I assume it means Beis Medrash, Beis HaKnesses. No one holds his mother. I assume the Merach the Yavin.
Yeah.
This whole
conversation
about Shina. No, but he also said Ein Yishenim. He said both. He said Ein Yishenim, and then he said L'chalam Esnemim. Okay. Now, once we're learning halachas nobody keeps, we might as well learn Yud Zayin. Ein Masichin beBeis Hamedrash Ela B'Divrei Torah. Sicha B'Teila is Asur in a Beis HaKnesses Mikra Adin. I'm not talking about during davening. Not during davening. The Sicha B'Teila is Asur Atkova Beis HaKnesses. Eim Asim Beis HaMedrash. Listen to the Shaila. Afilu Misha Nis'ateish Ein Emrim Loi Refuah Beis HaMedrash. Someone sneezes. To say Gesundheit, the Mechabashita, is that it's Asur. The Shach and Taz have this big argument over saying Gesundheit. Imagine today. A tumult, you know, I say Gesundheit. Now I'll say, just say it already and go on learning. You know, like, you say, if you're allowed to say Gesundheit. Uktush Beis HaMedrash Chamura, Uktush Beis HaKnesses. In certain ways, Beis HaMedrash is more Chamur than a Beis HaKnesses. The Shach points out that we're talking about a public Beis HaMedrash, a person who has in his house a room in which he learns. Also has a din beis medrash, but the Shach says it's less than that. Now, what?
What's the seder of the sif?
The seder of the sif.
Why does the kedushas beis medrash more than the kedushas beis knesses belong in the sif?
Why does it belong in this sif? I don't know. It's puzzling. I don't know. Could be in its origin they were said in the same sugya. Maybe. I don't know why they're dafka in this sif. But now it's a machloikis. I think Rav Yechanan and Chayesh Lakish. If Beis Medrash, Rav Yechanan, Rav Nachman. If Beis Medrash is more than Beis HaKnesses, well, Beis HaKnesses is more than Beis Medrash. The old machloikis, if Torah and Avaida, which is more, we pass in Beis Medrash is more than Beis HaKnesses. However, there's a fundamental difference between them. The kedusha of a Beis Medrash, where people learn, is more than a Beis HaKnesses. If you sell a Beis HaMedrash, you can't spend the money on a Beis HaKnesses. So the Beis HaMedrash is more. What? Let me finish. Most of our shuls are a Beis HaMedrash because people learn there. There are synagogues, shuls. I don't mean to make fun of them, but they're shuls, I think of David Cohn. They have a place, Gvul Yaivitz. They have a place to daven, they have a place to learn. You go downstairs, they learn. They give a shiur downstairs. And maybe there they do give shiurim upstairs. B'nai Yehuda in Borough Park was always a place that upstairs was a proper shul, and downstairs was a proper Beis Medrash. So a place like that, for example, they make Kiddush Friday night. Because in Batei Knesiyos, they always make Kiddush. In Batei Midrashim, the minig was not. So there's a Beis HaKnesses that's kavua for davening. You're allowed to learn there, but it's not kavua for learning. And there's a Beis Medrash. Now there is, like I said, a fundamental difference. Even though Beis HaMedrash is more Kaddish, in a Beis HaMedrash, people who learn there are allowed to eat, allowed to put their heads down and sleep, are allowed to eat only Achilas Arai. people learn, the Mishmur says, learn their Kol Hayayim. I don't know how many hours is Kol Hayayim, but the Machabe says, Tamidicham and Tamidayim, Mutarim Lechav Lishdais Behem Medaychik. Ramah says, Yeshayim Besem Medvish, Afilu Shalai Medaychik. If someone is learning there all day, so he can eat there as well. However, the fundamental rules that you're not allowed to eat in a Beis HaMedrash or a Beis HaKnesses or Tok Sicha B'Teila are Halachis Pesukais. So Ramesha was asked, Nigris Ramesha, why today in most shuls, they give a Lachayim, a yard site. When we grew up in Borough Park, most shuls smelled from herring. They had a very strong herring aroma or stench, depending on your preference. I still don't like the smell of herring because of it was something I grew up with and I didn't like. So Ramesha was asked why. So Ramesha has a tshuva nigris Ramesha. It's chelak aleph tshuva mem dalid. And really, Ramesha says it's an important idea. There's a Gemara in Megillah. It says bate kenesia shabachutz laaretz al tanai heimasuyim. The shuls in chutz laaretz were built on a Tanai. We know they're not forever. Some people think they are. We know they're not forever. Neighborhoods change and Klai Yisrael goes from one goes to another. They built Al Tanai. What does it mean, Al Tanai? So Rashi and Tosfos say, it means Al Tanai, I should say Rashi, Tosfos says, Al Tanai means that if there'll be Chariv, you're allowed to sell it, not now sell for a church, you're allowed to sell it for a regular store. Once it's Chariv, once you have no Mispalim, you're allowed to sell it for Tzarchei Chayil, Al Tanai Hem Asuyim. Shulchan Aruch brings it that way, that it's built on a Tanai, the Churbanam. Some Rishayim say it's a Tanai even the Binyanam. Even as they're built, it's also Mutter. Shulchan Aruch does not bring it. Ramesha writes that because Chutz La'aretz, it was necessary to have the shul as more than a place to daven, more than a place to learn, to have a place that people should be conveying their lives around the shul. So Noagu, like those Rishayim that say that afilu bebinyanam, it's al tanai he masuyim. And that's the heter in Chutz La'aretz to Ramesha says, the felt is mayig, achila, and sicha, not during davening, but afterwards, this hanhaga, to make it the center of your life, so you do everything there, you celebrate your simchas there, your yartzeit, you do a lachayim, it's all part of it. That's a chassidim called it a shtibel. They don't want to call it a Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, because the things, you're not allowed to eat and drink in a Beis HaMedrash. They call it a shtibel, it's a house. A house where they come together. They used to call it a klois. What do they call it? A klois? The chassidim. So that's why, because you need it for other reasons. However, what's very important is that but the kinesia but the mishra b'chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no heter. In Eretz Yisrael, sicha b'teila in a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, we're eating in a Beis HaKnesses as opposed to a Beis HaMedrash. There's no heter. There's no tzad kule at all. Ramesh is mamet schus on chutz la'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no heter. And I mentioned many times that Rav Palm was matmiya on the minig in the Kaisel Plaza, which is made primarily for davening. There's a room inside where they learn nowadays, but the plaza outside is made for davening and taking pictures maybe. But it's really made for davening. And that sicha b'teilas osa me'ikar adin. Besides that, where's the ema? Rav Palm was uncharacteristically kanoistic about it. He went to Yisrael once. He never wanted to go back. He was very disappointed in the whole situation there. And he said he can't understand at the Kaisel. He would say, it's not his character. He would say that people meet each other, say, oh, which hotel are you staying? Which plane did you take? At the Kaisel? Like he would say it like. And then he said the following. He said, now I understand. Those who talk in shul during davening, they talk by the Kaisel. And Mashiach will come, and the Kayan God will be doing Avaida, and they'll have to shush them also. That's what he said. Because now we're doing the Avaida, and they'll have to shush them there also. Because there's no Ema, there's no Yerim. I'm talking the part that's designated for davening. That's what I mean. I don't mean the outside area. I mean the designated for davening area. So it's a very strange thing. I don't know, you know, I go to the Sikkim Minyan, I see people there standing with a coffee and a cigarette before davening. It's to me, very strange, you know. It's a coffee and a cigarette. They go to the Beis HaMikdash that way also. Every shul in Chol Eretz, no. So the Bais Yishev B'chutzla Arasal Tanai, it doesn't say B'chutzla, it's Yishev B'bavel. Bais Yishev B'bavel Al Tanai Heim Asuyim. Not in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael's assumption that the shul will stay when Mashiach comes. So B'chutzla Arasal. The Gemara says, but it's Yishev B'bavel. And the Gemara didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So you're saying a nice svara, but the Gemara says Shabbat Bavel. No one says Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. Moshe too likes this reason for the meaning, but it doesn't take away from the Gemara. Moshe's svara doesn't change the Gemara. If it wouldn't be, there's an assumption of that there's no permanence to our shuls and chutz la'aretz, then we would never be meikel. That's what the Gemara says.
Rabbi doesn't say that the shuls will go to Eretz Yisrael.
The shuls will go.
So how do we touch that into?
Maybe it's in the makim. I don't know. I don't know which shuls will go. You think every shul will get a good spot? I don't know. Rabbi Zakheim spoke at one of our, when we made a dinner. Remember your father, Allah Shalom? He spoke, but he made a dinner. So he told a story about a shul in Lito, in Europe, that had an earthen floor. Everyone remembers it. It had a beautiful binyan. So the Rav made an appeal for a floor. He said, what's going on? Mashiach will come. You get a free flight to Israel. You run into shul. The shul has no floor. The whole building will pick itself up. Bar Eretz Yisrael, you'll be left standing there. Remember your father said it? That was 20 years ago. Hey, let's get on. We're in the middle of learning halachas people don't keep. So, yes. Kuram means if a person learns consecutively, it's a good learning. Kuram means it's ripped into pieces. A person who learns and falls asleep, learns and falls asleep, so his learning becomes piecemeal. It's a piecemeal learning. It doesn't have the first thing.
Mishkach
Talmudai. Then his Kalabi Sirugim, you know it piece by piece, yeah. If it's made out tonight, yeah, that's where Rabbi Shira writes. Mishaburu says it's also, but Mish is right, he answered the meaning. It's a Libetzchus, yeah. I know, Sicha B'Tel, it should be also. I know Rav Feivel Kohn, someone came over and he asked him, I want to give you a ride to a wedding, when are you leaving? He would say, come with me. He would go outside into the hall and he would answer him. He wouldn't answer him. I'm not talking about Bittul Torah, I'm talking about, when should I pick you up for the wedding? He would say, let's go outside. And they walked outside and he would answer him. He wouldn't answer him initially. So, you know, it's really, it's a Madrega, but it's Shulchan Aruch. It's, Ramesh is, I think, is a Lima. So you can look at it. I didn't look at it now, but it's a Lima. Sif Yud Ches. You should know, if you practice it, the shul experience becomes different. You know, if you practice the Kavod. Now, I saw the Valdik of Shmuz from Nebenzal. He asked, it says at the end of Parshas Pekudei, that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't walk in. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? Lo Yachol Moshe. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? At the very end of Pekudei. It says Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't walk into the Beis HaKnesset. They kvayed Anon. The Anon was Malei Yasa Mishkan. He couldn't walk in. And then Vayikra starts. Vayikra Hashem. And then he was able to go in. So yes, why couldn't he go in? Like, why did the Rosh Hashanah, the Mishkan was made to go into. Why couldn't he go in? It says even a bigger plea, because if you learn Malachim, Aleph, Mishlema HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Haftarah of Pekudei. We didn't lay it because it was Pashas HaChaydish. But he says it was Pashas Golem. But he says, at the end of the Pasuk says the same thing. It says they built the Beis HaMikdash and the Kayinim couldn't go in because Kvayt Hashem Ilay is a bias. And Shlomo HaMelech said it's Tefillah and then they were able to go in. The same thing. Why weren't they able to go in? It was made. Kayinim should go in. So why was it made? You can't go in. So Debenzal has a beautiful machshava. So the Beis HaMikdash is a place of celebration. You come Shlosh Regalim, you have a baby, you come and bring a carbon. It's a place of Ava to Rabbi Nishalayla Mechazal called the Beis HaMitais of Iskarvis and Ava and Simcha. It says when there's a lot of Simcha and Ava, there's no awe. There's no Yira. It's lacking in Yira. Beis HaMikdash has to have Yira. So Rabbi Nishalayla made a very visible statement of Yira. Whole Klal Yisrael came together. They're all there. Chanukah Sabinyan. and no one can walk in because the Shechina is there. Now the Shechina is not fat, you know. It wasn't me, you can't go in. It means it was such an ema from the Shechina, nobody can go in. So it was a haskalo, the statement of Yira. You have the Yira, okay, now you could have also, you know, Gilu Barada. Now you could have Simcha there too. So that statement, it's a beautiful idea, is true about the Bati Midrashim also. If we would have more of an ema there, it would then the Ava and the Simcha would also, the learning would be more meaningful.
Rabbi, just going back to the sneezing, dancing for sneezing for a second. Is this dafka in the Beis HaMidrash? Is this in the middle of learning anytime?
Read what it says. It says Ema Sichem Beis HaMidrash. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be. I don't know. If you look at Lashon HaShach, he seems maybe to hold Altbittel. Okay, it's a little, if it helps you a little bit, in the Chama, if you look at Shach, which is a Tezayin, you don't say Gesundheit, he said, Nebittel Beis HaMedrish, Kaz HaPrisha Efshe Zeh Odafke B'yameyem, Shaloi Ro Misifreyem Lechutz. Dafke in their days, they didn't look at it as Svarim, Kaz Shalim Asichim. Ashav, Lav Hachi Ein Nisarin. So nowadays, we daydream anyway, so it's a head to say Gesundheit. So yes, Shalvimus Matzeh, I guess so.
But,
I told you a Peladik thing from Chaim Knievsky. You have to look at who said it. Chaim Knievsky, in Sefer Arches Yaisher, on the Talmud Torah, writes a Peladik thing on the Memches Devarim Shatara Niklis Behem. There are 48 Kinyanei Torah. One of them is Miyot Sicha. Miyot Sicha, I would think, it means you shouldn't shmooze, just learn. Chaim Knievsky writes that you should shmooze a little. You have a chavrusa, and you're just going to learn with him. Torah is niktas bad. Sometimes you have to talk to him also. There has to be a chavrushaft. So miyot sicha, a little bit of talking. Now the question is, how much is a little bit? So he writes, he has the chazainish. You have to look it up. I think he writes, he has the chazainish. I said, I don't know how much, but 10 minutes is surely too much. Someone asked me, it means 10 minutes each seder, 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a week, it's a one time, a lifetime exemption, you got 10 minutes? I don't know. But let's learn one more. Sif, Yudches, Talmud Torah, Shakul Kedegah Kol HaMitzvahs, Hayu Lefano Asiyas Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Im Efshel LeMitzvah LeYasis Adei Acherim LeYafsik Talmudai. If others could do the mitzvah, don't be mafsik your learning. Im lav, if no one else could do it, yasa mitzvah v'yaz l'tayrasai. So we know this klal. The Gemara says that a mitzvah is efshal yidei acherim is mevat l'tamah Torah. Ein mevat l'tamah Torah. Mitzvah she'i efshal yidei acherim. To that we are mevat l'tamah Torah. That's basically our klal. Given this klal, next Sunday, which is Purim, and we have mitzvah she'ef she'edei acherim. I hope everyone will find time to learn, but this particular Seder will not, we're skipping next Sunday. We'll resume mitzvah she'ef in 2 Sundays. I hope you'll join us for the Simcha Matzah Shabbos here in the shul from, I think, 9:45 we made up till 11:30. I hope you'll join us there. Mitzvah she'ef will continue with Sif, your tests.